Good morning, Lee.
First game at Ulverston tomorrow afternoon from 2:20. It's the home side, the Robins, as they take on the Penguins Who Blues.
Yes, and with all sides having a bye last week, all teams will relish round 11 action. Ulverston will be at home to their Central Coast nemesis Penguin and have made three changes, including the return of ruckman Ashton Brett and defensive pair Tyson Slatter and Jet McGurk. Out of the Robins lineup go Jacob Campbell, Braden DeVries and Jacob Roots. Penguin regain coach Maverick Weller, a last-minute replacement in round 10. Defenders Randall Hardy and Toby Skeen also return, along with burly ruckman Daniel Baldock. The two Blues were unable to consider Luke Russell or Dylan Bramich through injury, while Harry Cox and Brad Kelly have been eased to the reserves. Ulverston coach Stephen French has reinforced his team's intention of playing in this year's final series, which is still a possibility if they can defeat a couple of the stronger sides there, Lee. The Robins' attack looks okay on paper, but it is questionable that their defence can hold the Penguin forward half to a losing score. Daniel Oates, Jack Rand, Luke Viney and Josh O'Donnell have been in sound form of late for the Two Blues and should be able to get the Two Blues home, you would think.
And speaking of the Penguin Two Blues, I was talking to Brian Lane from the Penguin Football Club the other day, and they're excited to reveal that Brendan Gale will be heading to the club. They've got a very special luncheon coming up on Friday, the 1st of July. It starts at 1 o'clock, so you can grab your tickets available from the Penguin Football Club. And it's $50 per person. That includes your lunch and a complimentary wine or beer on arrival. You can book your tables right now and hear from the life member of Richmond. He played, 244 games for the Tigers over 11 seasons, also vice-captain of the club, CEO of the Richmond Football Club, so it'll be well worthwhile to have a listen to Brendan Gale. So that date, once again, Friday the 1st of July, that very special luncheon at Dial Park Sports Complex. That should be an absolute beauty, Kim.
Fantastic bloke, a great speaker, and it'll be a great day all round.
Now, Bernie Docker's got a home game tomorrow at West Park as they take on the Latrobe Demons.
Yes, and Bernie have regained a couple of big names in readiness for their home clash with Latrobe, including the return of key forward Nick McKenna, Harry Walters and Kynan West, who replaced Jack Hart, Cairo Botham and Tyson Cobbing. The Demons regain key defender Joe Robinson, Dylan Goss and Layden Bloomfield, who replace Finn Storen, Blake Weeks and Josh Fraser. Latrobe suffered a heavy defeat at the hands of Devonport in their last outing, Lee, despite strong efforts from Jade Smith, Braden Butler and defenders Tom Donald and Will Shearer. The versatility and marking ability of Docker forwards Rudy Barrett, Jeremy Plant, Nick McKenna, Harry Walters and coach Andrew Lee will again give the Demons back six nightmares. Coupled with the West Park home and ground advantage, it is difficult to see Latrobe upsetting the Dockers, who will realise the importance of this clash. A win to Burnie will give them an 8-point buffer over Latrobe, so for me, Burnie by a comfortable margin, Lee.
Top of the table, it's the Devonport Football Club, and this promises to be probably the game of the round, I reckon, as they welcome the Wynyard Cats.
Yeah, look, I think you're on the money there. Ladder leaders Devonport have regained a couple of their favourite sons in Brad Simmons and Joey Chaplin in readiness for their clash with Wynyard. However, the Magpies have lost coach Kurt Byard through injury and eased Kai Cameron back to the Colts. Wynyard sitting in third position with six wins to date have returned three named players in Zane Murphy, Jamison Foreman and coach Bo Sharman, who replace Jonty Blake, Eric Coley and Ben Chettle. The Magpies will again rely heavily on Charlie Castles, Quade Byard, Nick Milbourne, Caleb Van Buren and Joey Chaplin to give them the edge on the scoreboard. The return of Bo Sharman and Zane Murphy will certainly strengthen Wynyard's front half. And if Sharon Egger and Callum Kabicki can bring their A-grade game, an upset is possible. However, I'm leaning towards the unbeaten Magpies to win their ninth game of the season in what should be, as you've intimated, the closest game of the round.
Yeah, ripper between 1 and 3, Devonport and Wynyard at the Devonport Oval. So good luck to all the teams tomorrow. All matches start at 2:20. And Kim, we've got the NWFL Women's taking on the SFL.
Yes, the NWFL Women, after a convincing 42-point win over the NTFA last Monday, will take on the Southern Football League with a victory enabling the NWFL to retain the All-Star Series trophy. The match will be staged at Gurdleston Park, commencing at 1 p.m. Some of the standout names from last week, Lee, including Abby Hoiberg-Cox, Lucy Thompson, Charlie Vandenberg, Ruby Mitchell, Leela Wijesinghe-Fromada, and Shania Saywood will again be taking the field. So a great game, and we wish our girls all the best in that quest.
Big game for the girls at Gurdleston Park. And we've got the under-16s, 14s and 12s and youth girls playing this weekend on Sunday, haven't we?
Yes, we certainly have. And in the boys, under-16s, under-14s and 12s, Wynyard will play Ulverston at Wynyard. Latrobe will play Burnie at Latrobe. And East Devonport play Penguin at Gurdleston Park. In the under-12s, their matches will start at 10. The under-14s will start at 11:30, followed by the under-16s at 1 p.m. And in the youth girls, Wynyard versus Ulverston at Wynyard on Sunday at 2:45, and Latrobe versus Burnie at Latrobe again on Sunday at 2:45. And in the other match, the East Devonport versus Penguin game, that'll be played as a curtain raise to the senior women's at Gurdleston Park, commencing at 11:15 tomorrow.